They say breaking up is hard to do, but when it comes to what's happening at Indiana University, Purdue University, and Indianapolis, that might not be the case at all.
This agreement will be a stepping stone for both Indiana University and Purdue University toward even greater possibilities for innovation and collaboration and impact for our students in the city of Indianapolis.
The dawn of a new era at IUPUI, 53 years after creating an urban partnership in higher education, IU and Purdue are splitting up, becoming two separate institutions in downtown Indianapolis beginning this fall.
We are IU Indianapolis, and we're very, very clear about it. We are going to be the best urban public research university in the country, bar none.
IU President Pam Whitten on the vision for the new IU Indianapolis. Research, STEM, and matching talent with Central Indiana businesses, all part of the plan. Next on the Business and Beyond podcast. Hello and welcome to the Business and Beyond podcast presented by PNC. I'm Gary Dick. Well, this week we focus on a monumental shift underway in higher education in Indiana and the possibilities it presents for the state's economy. It's been less than a year since Indiana University and Purdue University Indianapolis announced they would go their separate ways, creating two separate schools. The change will begin this fall. So what's on the line? And I'm pleased to be joined on the podcast this week by the president at Indiana University, Pam Whitten. And President Whitten, always a treat to catch up with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Always great to be with you as well.
Lots to talk about. Certainly, there's a big seven-year strategic plan underway for IU's campuses statewide, and we want to talk about that. But the big news that's certainly brewing here in Indianapolis is Indiana University, Indianapolis, the much-heralded split, if you will, of what was for more than 50 years IUPUI into IU Indianapolis and Purdue in Indianapolis. We're a little more than 3 years from the official launch, I guess, or 3 months, I should say, from the official launch of IU in Indianapolis or IU Indianapolis. Pam, are you ready?
We are more than ready. We are more than ready. It's terrific, right? I mean, we are, gosh, just a year ago or so, if you will, or maybe less, we signed the official MOU with our friends at Purdue for this realignment. And it's just been a terrific year, you know, really, to get things aligned. And so in some cases, we've actually launched a number of things that are pretty wonderful that are in play, including, for example, a new class of people, when they're admitted to the School of Science, they have automatic admission to the med school here. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know about the wonderful Kelly degree that's a co-op degree in Indianapolis now that's starting, where students will have part of their classes in person, and then the rest of the time they'll actually be on site. You know, a number of other things I'm sure we'll talk about related to research and hiring that's gone in play. But we also brought in the first chancellor for IU Indianapolis, Latha Ramchand, who just started a couple of weeks ago, and she is really off to the races as well. So we're just in a great position. You know, there's real wonderful, tangible stuff that's happening, but there's also some fun symbolic stuff. And so if you are in Indianapolis at all, you saw last week us raise an enormous trident and put it on top of our student center. And of course, it's lit up at night. And we think that's really an important message that IU Indianapolis is here and ready to play.
Well, a lot has been said about this. And I think this this announcement, this launch is going to be transformational in many ways for Indianapolis and the state. I think it is really a significant move. To give people an idea, everybody's heard about it. It's been talked about now for well over a year. But talk about, kind of revisit, if you will, the vision here. What you want to create, what Indiana University, Indianapolis is really going to be all about.
So certainly I want to acknowledge that we're building on a wonderful 50-plus year history of IUPUI and good collaborative work that was done with Indiana University and Purdue University. And even though we're realigning, we will continue to look for those opportunities for our two great universities to collaborate as we move forward. Meanwhile, We are IU Indianapolis, and we're very, very clear about it. We are going to be the best urban public research university in the country, bar none. And we're on our way. You know, the first step will be to formally be established as an R1 institution. And that simply means that you're a university that performs at the highest level of research. The city of Indianapolis deserves an R1, a freestanding, fully accredited R1 university. And we're very close. We think that we'll get there very soon. And then we have a number of activities related to really standing that up and supporting that as well.
What are some of those initiatives? How do you get there?
Well, we have identified and are now doing searches to launch two very significant institutes. And so the university as a whole is committed to a $250 million investment to health and life sciences. And with that comes the creation of two institutes. One is the Institute of Human Health and Well-Being, and the other one is for emergent biotech solutions. And so we're doing national searches for both of those positions right now. And with that, of course, will come a hiring of a slew of faculty that do work in health and life sciences, which is the sweet spot for IU Indianapolis with the country's largest medical school here, but also a sweet spot for our city. With this will come startup companies, will come entrepreneurial activities for our students, will become partnerships with the industry that's here, and really an opportunity for us to lean into recruiting new industry to the city of Indianapolis as well. And yep. and we're in, and we have great applicants. I mean, this is really considered a coveted position to come work at IU Indianapolis.
And there are physical changes as well, because I know there's also a science and technology corridor that is being created right on the campus there.
That is right. So we're very grateful to the state of Indiana that provided us with the startup and the seed funding to do this. And that included $60 million for a capital investment. And we are already in the designing stages. All the funds are encumbered. We are not sitting on the money and living off the interest. We are investing it right away. And so we're going to be starting construction on all those labs and classroom spaces to address what I just described in terms of our new lean into health and life sciences, as well as some startup funds for, frankly, the technology and the equipment for the new faculty that'll be coming in to do that as well.
You got health and life sciences and that focus there, which is certainly a natural. But I know another focus area is certainly increasing opportunities for STEM, for science, technology, engineering, and math, and tech-related opportunities. Talk about that, because I think some people might be a little surprised about that, IU and STEM, but that's a big focus.
Absolutely. Well, to begin with, the School of Science, back when it was IUPUI, was affiliated with Purdue. It was all Purdue degrees. In the realignment, Indiana University has taken over the School of Science. So all of those science degrees and majors are Indiana University degrees now. So really leaning into all things science. But in addition to that, we've committed to doubling the size of LUDI, the School of Informatics, that's located in Indianapolis as well. And so we launched for example, a computer science degree that starts this fall and had hundreds and hundreds of applicants for incoming freshmen that want to study computer science at IU Indianapolis as well. And so many, many fields, lots and lots of work in STEM-related activities.
How does the business community, because I know that's a big part, you're going to be right there in the heart of Indianapolis, connected physically or in close proximity to the state's business activity, if you will. How does the business community play into IU Indianapolis?
Well, we are already talking with a number about formalizing partnerships. Of course, one we named recently about a partnership with Eli Lilly in terms of our students, undergraduate students, and master's level students having the opportunity to work there while they're studying at IU Indianapolis. And I have to say, Lilly could not have been more wonderful in its excitement about these new opportunities with IU Indianapolis as well. There are a number of other corporations and companies throughout the city and beyond that we're talking to about the same thing and formalizing partnerships. And so, everyone is just chomping at the bit, ready to go.
As you look, and you mentioned it earlier, the relationship with Purdue University, and Purdue in Indianapolis obviously will be their brand, if you will. How do you see collaboration between the universities, between IU and Purdue going forward?
Well, first and foremost, Purdue has decided that its home base is West Lafayette, right? And they'll have opportunities in Indianapolis, but their potential students will apply to Purdue West Lafayette, and then they will have their programs and mechanisms for who and how they study in Indianapolis. And we're excited to support that. And so, there's a piece of campus aligned to the SciTech Quarter that Purdue will use and brand themselves and do all kinds of exciting things with, but we'll provide ongoing support for their students. And so they'll use all the resources at IU Indianapolis and, a number of kind of support services that they'll have access to. And we will continue to happily partner because we want all these students in Indianapolis that we can get. And then certainly moving forward, we'll look into exciting opportunities for joint degrees or linked degrees or joint kind of research partnerships as well.
How big will the campus, will IU Indianapolis be? I think I saw you retain about 85% of the IUPUI students. What size of a campus? Because I think both IU and Purdue have designs on increasing the student population, right?
Absolutely. That is the goal. That's right. We'll see, right? Next year will be kind of a base, right? It's kind of we're year zero right now, right? And so next year will be the set for the start. And then from that, we'll project the long-term growth. We've talked a lot, of course, about Science College. We've talked about Luddy. We already have a plan in place to increase nursing students by another 50% as well. I know there's a lot of excitement about Kelly in an urban area, the incredible brand and opportunity of a business degree from Kelly now that will be available in the city. So we anticipate very, very significant in growth. But we also tend to grow very significantly at the graduate level, especially being an R1 institution.
Yeah, you mentioned this before too. As well. And that's helping Indianapolis and Indiana attract, not only keep business here, but attract new business and industry to the state. Talk a little bit about that, because I've got to believe, these areas you're talking about, the biosciences and STEM related nursing, all these in demand areas has to be a pretty attractive part of this whole vision.
Absolutely. And our strategy from day one has been to work with and align with IEDC and others to identify not just the workforce that we need today in Indianapolis, but to get us ready for what's coming. So we'll provide that workforce that's going to be necessary in 20 years as well. And so there's a lot of work going into looking at new degrees, new courses and curriculum, new certificates that will do just that, provide the workforce. But we're also doing work much more aggressively in an area that we call IU Innovates, which is about really creating a culture at Indiana University for our students, both undergraduate and graduate, to have an ecosystem to take their ideas, and we'll help those students and faculty and staff as well commercialize and move into startups and or partnerships with industry as well. So it's really the combination of those two things that we think are really going to elevate Indianapolis.
As you look at this, and the word, again, transformational has been used a lot to describe this, and as I look at it, too, I think about some of these big projects in downtown Indianapolis that are either underway or in the works, the Elanco campus on the west side of White River, the Indy 11 sports complex, all the way up to, 16 Tech in that area, IU, the new IU Indianapolis. Do you view this as not only transformational for Indiana University, but kind of a tipping point for what's next, maybe for Indianapolis?
Absolutely. Everybody knows how wonderful Indianapolis is. I'll share an anecdote with you. I was in Minneapolis this past weekend at the Big Ten tournament and speaking to my friends and colleagues from many of the other Big Ten schools. And I won't say them by name, I won't out them, but so many were saying, wow, this is just so much better when it's in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves coming to the city of Indianapolis for these types of tournaments and conferences and events. We know that. We know it's beloved. We know we did that right. We made this a place that's fun and friendly to come to. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to bring us up to the next level and make us the place that everybody knows is successful and fun and has integrity in terms of the ecosystem for business and industry here. And that's where we are. We're on that set of stairs right now, climbing pretty fast.
IU President Pam Whitten, my guest this week on the Business and Beyond podcast. She is a busy woman on a number of fronts, not only the new IU Indianapolis, but certainly a new seven-year plan, a strategic plan, IU 2030. We'll get into that and much more when the Business and Beyond podcast returns.
At PNC Bank, we're committed to making a difference in the lives of our customers and communities by helping them move forward financially. As a Main Street bank, we try to do right by our customers with every encounter. Our local teams offer personalized financial advice to help guide you in making the best decision. We're proud to be part of your community. PNC Bank. See how we can make a difference for you at pnc.com. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved.
And welcome back to the Business and Beyond podcast presented by PNC. My guest this week is Indiana University President Pam Whitten. And we talked in the first half of the podcast about all of the exciting plans that are being unfolded and underway for IU Indianapolis. But there's a lot more on your plate, Pam, as you look at IU 2030, which was launched about a year ago, a seven-year strategic plan for the university and all of its campuses statewide. Give us a kind of that 50,000-foot view level, what IU 2030 is all about.
We're on a treadmill set at, I would say 10, maybe about 12 right now, running pretty aggressively with the three pillars in our strategic plan. And of course, those include, first and foremost, serving students to ensure they're successful. Second, research and creative discovery. And then third, service to the state of Indiana, making sure that we do our part to make it a better place. And we're seeing some wonderful activities and actions actually already moving to indicate that we're going to see some very significant success. So on the first pillar, on the student side, there are a number of things that we have launched, from looking at courses that really trip students up with dropping, withdrawing, and failing, and addressing those things so they can move on smoothly and we can address improving graduation rates, all the way to creating new experiences that will really set an experience apart for students. All the way to the kind of the non-sexy stuff of implementing software just to make it so much easier to navigate and go through the system and have great advising. Good stuff is happening. We know the word is getting out. Applications for our freshman class in Bloomington were up 25% this year alone, biggest number of applicants we've ever had. So we know that this story is being told, that this is a place to come be successful as a student. Second pillar, so much research is going on. I think we announced this year a $40 million year increase alone in research expenditures. So we're up to about $770 million, number one in the state of Indiana, really one of the tops in the country. And I'll be very frank, we're looking at the $1 billion mark is where we want to go as a university in terms of research. And we will get there with the things that we're doing. And so much of it is so wonderful. We just had a gift from the Woods family for $20 million for creating a center for lung cancer research that wow. is being announced this week as well. Wonderful story, really in line with the transformational work we seek to do to impact lives. And then, of course, in service to the state, so many good stories about the reaching out that we're doing. I could give you a million different examples about how we're really working in communities throughout the state of Indiana to have an impact on folks. And, one example is the great work going on in K-12, really trying to get prospective high school students into college classes, into experiences while they're in high school to make them realize what a wonderful career that would be, and so many more things as well. So we are focused. We are laser focused on those three pillars and looking forward to the impact that they're going to have in the long term.
Well, we talk about that working with, I think one of the pillars working with IED, the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, to really, engage on a statewide basis. How important a focus is that? And what do you think ultimately the impact can be for Indiana? Because as you get around the state, there are communities that need help, that need that connectivity to an institution like IU. What do you sense the impact can be?
It's really vital that, we recognize our role as the flagship institution. We're the flagship university for the state of Indiana. And we know with that comes the responsibility of making sure everyone lives better. And we have been very intentional about let's say, leaving our campuses for communication, for discussion, for partnership, and for direct projects. And we are really seeing the importance of that as we expand beyond our regional campuses and their footprint as well, how important it is that we play a role. You know, and sometimes it's simple things like in Kokomo with the expertise we have, for example, in Korean culture and language, obviously to the important work that's going on there, you know, all the way to attempts to really spread and work with health settings and health outcomes and partnerships as well. Really important. And that dialogue we're having all over the place, you know, it tells us two things. It tells us how dramatic the need is all over the state for not only the ways that we can serve the state, but I want to be very clear, as we go out into these communities around the state of Indiana, IU gets more from it. You know, the opportunities, the experience for our faculty to do this scholarship or this outreach, for our students to get this important, you know, internship or experiential learning in these communities, it's a gift to the university.
Yeah, and I would sense, and I don't know how many people fully appreciate how important having an IU connected to economic development in the state, what it brings to the table in terms of landing economic development deals and landing some of these big investments that Indiana is getting.
Industry wants to come work in places where there are strong, not only faculty members to support what they need, but what they see as an emerging and excellent workforce as well.
As you touched on this, I think in the first half on some of the new programs and degree areas. And I know in doing some background research, areas like, and I think this is part of your 7-year strategic plan, but new degrees in areas like nanotechnology and microelectronics and some of these emerging, or not necessarily emerging, they're here, but going to be in demand going forward. How important is venturing into some of these areas and offering degrees in these kinds of areas? How important is that?
It's pivotal. You know, we cannot produce enough people in the state of Indiana in our computing fields, in our engineering and specialty fields, that actually will stay in the state of Indiana. And so IU has got to be part of the solution of producing that workforce as well. Certainly, we've talked about in the health fields as well. We've got to play a leadership role in rolling out, you know, more nurses and PAs. We're doing the best we can with physicians. You know, one of my goals is to really try to stack the place with folks from Indiana going to med school or at least doing residency here. Because you know what? All we got to do is get you here. And I mean, I'm testament to that. And you will fall in love with the state of Indiana and stay.
You mentioned the IU School of Medicine. I think as you look at that 7-year strategic plan, you want to push the IU School of Medicine to one of the 10 best funded research institutions in the nation. Currently, I think 14th. What do you need to do? What has to happen to make that happen?
So you're right. Our goal is to be a top 10 public research university in NIH funding. That's right. And we've shown dramatic increases just in the last few years alone. You're right. We're at number 14. To go to 14 from 10 is going to mean making sure we provide the support that the faculty need, making sure that we are successful in continuing to recruit the world's best. And it is pretty stunning the level of talent that we are bringing into Indiana to our School of Medicine to do that. It's going to mean, you know, having a state support of infrastructure that's enthusiastic about that. And of course, it's wonderful because not only do we solve the world's health problems and crises, but sometimes we develop medical solutions and technologies that we can commercialize in the state of Indiana as well. Yeah. And we want that to be part of this plan too.
Okay, Pam, before we wrap up, I was just thinking here, how long has it been now? How long have you been in the president's presence? Has it been 3 years?
In July. I'll have been here 3 years, July 1st.
Okay. And I remember we did a great podcast not long after you arrived in Indiana. But how have these 3 years been? Give us you've been engaged in so many things, a lot on your plate, been very busy. What's the first 3 years been like for you?
They have been terrific. Best decision I have ever made. And I would say my husband would agree with that. This is just a terrific place. We have all the ingredients here, right? I mean, we are world-class university. We have an amazing footprint, 90,000 students all over the state of Indiana. You know, lots of people who love and appreciate the university. You know, we live in a state that has very strong higher education. You know, we have a lot of wonderful universities in the state as well. but we're also hungry. Mm-hmm. And it's really exciting to be at a place, at a university and in a state that recognizes where it wants to be and what it wants to become. Mm-hmm. And the best part of it is that we're all marching in the same direction. Good. And you can't ask for anything better than that.
Well, we started talking about IU Indianapolis as you look forward again. I think officially July 1, it takes effect. What can we expect to see as we inch toward the fall semester? Will it be physical activity and things on campus? What can we expect to see at IU Indianapolis?
Well, in addition to a lot of the kind of beautiful symbolism of IU Indianapolis that you'll see all over the campus and certainly all over the city as well. You know, I think in the first 12 to 24 months, we'll really begin to see kind of the growing momentum of students and the new things that are being studied and the new faculty and the new kind of research and commercialization that's going on. There's some things in the works that we'll make sure we share with you first.
Good. I appreciate that.
I think will be pretty exciting in about 12 or 18 months to be announcing as well. And what we're going to see is all the things, both implicit and explicit, that happen when you have a Research One university in a city. And you put on top of that the fact that we are going to be the best urban public research university in the country. We'll feel it. We'll all have a bounce in our step from it.
Well, we're looking forward to watching things unfold, to be sure. Pam Whitten, IU president, really great of you to take time to be on the podcast again. And so happy that you're situated, staying busy, 3 years in Indiana, making a difference in our state as well. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. And thank you for joining us on this edition of the Business and Beyond podcast presented by PNC. It's a weekly conversation with achievers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. And you can download all of our episodes and get Indiana Business News 24/7. All you have to do is go to insideindianabusiness.com. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.